from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Mike Florio, ProFootballTalk.com, NBC Sports, Twitter.com/ProFootballTalk.
Day by day!
Day by day!
We get better and better!
We get better and better!
We can't beat,
NFL insider Mike Florio with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Mike Florio joins us on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. Mike, of course, we love our chance to talk to him, and we do so every week. Michael, good morning. How are you?
Doing great, guys. How are you?
Doing well.
We're living the dream, and, you know, we're looking at the C.D. Lamb signing, and we're kind of scratching our heads a little and wondering, if you're going to pay them all that, couldn't you have done that earlier? Why wait till there's only 13 days left before the start of the season?
Well, it is kind of stupid when you think of it that way. Look, every negotiation hinges on the two sides determining the deadline, and the deadline was clearly preparation for the regular season opener, not training camp. Why not make the deadline the start of training camp? Look at what the Vikings did with Justin Jefferson. The deadline was right before the mandatory minicamp. So he was there. He was present. He'll be ready. I don't like treating the deadline as the last week or so before it's time to play in a game that counts. There's a reason for training camp. There's value in being there. I think Jerry Jones did the math, crunched the numbers, and decided, you know what? We're going to get the deal done anyway. Let's get maximum exposure and interest in drama for a month as CeeDee Lamb's holdout becomes a huge story. And Jerry was stoking the fire from time to time to make it a bigger story. I think that given the way he's wired, basically he's a carnival barker, he likes the fact that it was hanging over the Cowboys because it allowed the Cowboys to take over the NFL news cycle for most of the month.
Mike, what do you think about the NFLPA pushing back and vetoing the rule that would have allowed quarterbacks essentially to be on the practice squad and elevated on game day as the emergency third quarterback? The decision to do that yesterday could affect how teams treat cuts today. What do you think?
Well, I mean, on one hand, it is a move that encourages player freedom, player movement. On the other hand, it can hurt teams because it makes it harder to have that third quarterback. And the union likes any rule that gives players flexibility. I just like to think that they would have used this as a way to negotiate. Let's get something done here. Let's give them something in return for getting them to agree to this. Everything is negotiable between the league and the union. And I wish the league cared about it enough. They would have given the union some concession to make it happen. And I don't fault the union, just from the basic standpoint of collective bargaining. We hear that from the NFL. You know, with more and more states legalizing marijuana, the NFL still won't completely wipe it off the books because it's a matter of collective bargaining. If you want it out, you have to give us something. So that's what the union's doing here. If you want this rule, if you want this change to the status quo, you got to give us something. Well, we don't want to give you anything. Well, fine, then we're not going to let you do it. I mean, sometimes good ideas that could benefit people in a broad way, get scrapped because of this notion of there has to be that back and forth on every issue, on every term they agree to.
I'm curious, Mike, do you believe that the NFL is going to approve this this selling of 10% of a franchise to a mutual fund or a specifically examined and approved kind of fund?
I think they're going to do this. Look, it's a vehicle for teams to take a little money off the table. And as the franchise values keep skyrocketing, we saw a record $4.65 billion 2 years ago this month for the Broncos when they were sold from Pat Bowlen's family to the Walmart conglomerate. Last year, a new record from $4.65 to $6.05 billion for the Commanders. The Cowboys reportedly worth more than $10 billion. I think you'd double that if they would ever be for sale. That's what someone would pay. So you can use those valuations to turn that into cash. There aren't a whole lot of people out there with the kind of money that can just write the check for that kind of an investment. And usually they want some voice. They want voting power, and most majority owners don't give that up. The one glitch will be having the right to buy back at a certain price. That's something that's come up lately. If they would change the rules later, there has to be a way to put the toothpaste back in the tube. You'd have to be able to buy the equity back from the private equity fund. So look, it introduces new decision makers, new dynamics. Who knows what that does by way of influencing owners? It could be good. It could be bad. But I just think it's generally not a good idea to have a bunch of multi-billion dollar organizations run like mom and pop shoe stores, which so many of the teams are. And I think the more you can have professionals and seasoned business executives involved, maybe some better decisions will be made by more teams.
Do you think that Jerry Jones is still making good decisions as an executive, as the general manager of the Dallas Cowboys? Or as he said yesterday, he defended himself in that role. But how much longer, Mike, is it realistic to expect him to do that role?
Your question implies that he ever did make good decisions as general manager. Because, look, everybody gives Jimmy Johnson the credit for building the team that won three Super Bowls in 4 years. That's one of the things that supposedly torments Jerry Jones. I've become a believer that Jerry Jones is just a hell of a salesman. He's a carnival barker. He's a huckster. And for him, success means keeping Cowboys in that America's team spotlight where every network wants their games. They make more money than anyone else. It doesn't matter if they don't have success on the field. And I like the fact that he's willing to dispense with this notion that the general manager and the coach run the show and the owner stays out of the way. A lot of the owners meddle. And he's at least owning the fact that he meddles. Now, maybe he's too cheap to hire a GM. Maybe it's as simple as, well, I'm going to make all these decisions anyway. Why don't I need to pay somebody to have that title? And then I'll fire that guy and hire somebody else, and I'll still be the one making the decisions. And as long as the fans keep going to the games, keep buying the tickets, keep showing up, keep watching on TV, he'll keep doing it. Because you can't fire the owner. And if the owner's the GM, you can't fire the GM either.
Great stuff, Mike. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, guys.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.